My dear friends, this is Dominic Solo, Christ Intervention Ministries. Another good week. I love being with you. Thank you for listening. Without the audience, there'd be no sense in me doing this. Without the people listening, without the Bride of Christ gathering around. You know, I love our home meetings. It's all about God encounters. It's all about His glory filling a room. It's all about His love filling His room. Sometimes you got to work at getting everybody in unity and to listen. So many people have trouble listening today and they don't hear you. It's like so many people have ADD, and you have to stop and repeat yourself and say, listen, this isn't about myself, and it's not about me, it's not about I, it's about you, Jesus. It's about hearing your voice. So many people today are making major decisions in their life. The times are very difficult, and for the world, it's probably going to get a lot worse, but for the Bride of Christ, it's going to get a lot better. And we have to rightly divide that the kingdom of God and this world are going in two different directions. So the Bride of Christ is going to be blessed, and the world is going to walk in the harvest of the sins that they're living in, the polluted waters, the polluted air. The Bible says no weapon formed against us can prosper. Nothing can hurt our spirit. Nothing can damage our spirit. This outer clay, this dirt that surrounds our spirit, we don't have to worry about the dirt. We're getting a new glorified body. This dirt, we're shedding this dirt. When this school down here on earth is over, our spirits, which have lived for eternity, are returning back to God. Just like Jesus, He came here to earth. He was in heaven. He returned back. So are we returning back. And I talk about love and mercy and grace a lot. And people are like, oh, Dominic, I want to run from that. That can't be a prophet. That can't be God. Why? There's no strife. There's no gossip. There's no condemnation. There's no guilt. The kingdom of God with the kingdom mindset. And people, oh, I'm preaching the kingdom of God. Everybody's going to hell. God doesn't want anybody to go to hell. So why are you preaching people going to hell? Why don't you get them to Jesus? Why don't you win them with love? Well, that sin over there and that sin, Jesus died for all those sins. So what are you talking about? I don't care what it is. You want me to go through a list? Alcoholism? What? You want me to go through drug addictions? Perversions? What do you want me to do? And choose which sins are more acceptable than the other sins? What about gluttony? What about greed? What about man building his own kingdom? Somebody prophesied the other night that Naomi and I will be used to expose the garbage. It was just in Sunday night's meeting, and it was like, and God said to me, but wait to see my definition of garbage. And I started laughing because I see so much garbage in church. I see so many people who are just all about themselves. Even when they're giving testimonies, it's about look at me, look at self, and the Holy Spirit's grieving and leaving the room, and it goes on and on. I love a good testimony. I love it, but a lot of times we're tooting our own horns, and that's not going to bring down the glory. And yet we just, people today, it's, you know, that's why you have all these selfie the pictures. You have iPod. You have I. I am so tired of the I. I am so tired of narcissistic people. I am so tired they can't even see themselves. Then it grows. I mean, egomaniacs running around and preaching and prophesying, and it has nothing to do with God. And those are the ones when Jesus comes back and says, get away from your doers of iniquity. And they're going to go, but Jesus, we did this in your name and that in your name. Yes. And Jesus is going to say, you know something? You used my name. You wanted my glory using my name. So that's all you're going to get. The door's closed. Oh my. I think we all have to come to a place to realize we got to get rid of self and get Jesus to fill up the empty spaces. This is Dominic Sola. I love you. God bless you.